I think Brian wrote the lyrics to this song, didn't you, Brian? That's really something.
That's why they're so complex.
Yeah, very complex. 33 degrees on our way to the 50s, so that's good news. There'll be a little liquid sunshine coming our way later. Well, probably after dark, so maybe liquid moonshine. Wait a minute, not moonshine. I'm going in deeper and deeper. I'll just say chance of rain later. All right, at 6:50, 10 before 7 on this Thursday morning, Friday's Eve, and ahead of our St. Patrick's celebration tomorrow from 6 till 9, hundreds gathering in Lansing yesterday to rally for gun control legislation in the great state of Michigan. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne reports the special guest that was there, the former congresswoman and gun violence survivor, Gabby Giffords. Good morning again, Marie.
And good morning, Paul. And of course, the former congresswoman was very warmly received. The rally, the latest following the shooting at Michigan State University on February 13th, that killed 3 students, injured 5 others. It was the second mass shooting at a school in Michigan in a year and a half. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Michigan Democrats promised supporters there that they would take action to combat gun violence.
We do not have to live like this, and we will not live like this anymore. Now, there are 3 immediate priorities we are focused on. Universal background checks, safe storage, and extreme risk protection orders.
Now, the House has already approved bills to require the background checks. The full 11-bill package in the Senate advanced out of committee last week, and votes from the full Senate could come sometime today. Of course, there were counter-protesters there as well. They made their voices clear. One of the protesters saying our rights can't be legislated away, and another said if they take away the Second Amendment, they will take away the rest. So there are very clear yesterday as well while they were there. Now, Giffords was a congresswoman from Arizona. She was shot in January 2011 outside of a grocery store. This was at an event where she was speaking to constituents, and in all that day, 19 people were shot, including Giffords. She was very seriously injured. 6 people were killed, including a federal judge and a 9-year-old girl, Paul. I'm sure you remember that. Giffords suffering a severe brain injury and eventually starting Americans for a Responsible Solution. So she's traveling the country in support of gun legislation.
How is she, by the way? How's she doing?
You know, she sounded very clear. You know, she speaks slowly. I watched some of the video of her appearance there, and she walks slowly, but she, you know, she gets where she's going, and she knows what she's going to say. And so she can be very easily understood. Her health overall, I don't know that anything has really been made public about that.
Interesting. Well, I certainly agree, and most people know we've got to do some things differently than we've been doing them. But it's got to include mental health issues and other things. And though it sounds great, universal background checks, the problem is, in this case, it wouldn't have stopped this slug at Michigan State, because if he had not been able to plead down away from a felony to a misdemeanor, he wouldn't have been able to get a gun. But the problem is, you do a universal background check, and anybody who was able to plead out of a problem, I think that there should be no pleading when it comes to, for example, a gun charge, if we're going to really try to keep track of the people who should or should not have guns. Because here's a guy who should not have had a gun.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I wonder, some wonder if this, the proposed red flag law might have stopped him in some way, because his father, you know, was pretty verbal about saying that he had mental health issues. And of course, if, you know, some of these red flag laws, now they're not the end all and be all, but some people wonder if maybe that would have helped in this case.
I don't know.
Who knows, right?
I've heard of there's so many stories, and a very tough childhood for this kid, apparently, with these two parents. The more I read, the more I think, yeah, maybe they should be being in jail and being charged for all this stuff. But I'm not on top of it. I'm not right there in the background. But I hear all what you're going to hear when people are against something. You're going to hear all the weaknesses of any law.
Mm-hmm.
And there are weaknesses in every law. But if you don't say to me, we certainly have to do something, then don't talk to me, because we cannot stand around and let this to continue to happen. And that means we've got to get rid of the politics, which has not been done. And we also can't be drawing a line in the sand saying, well, if you do that, it's the slippery slope. And then we don't have our guns, and we have a right to have guns. I truly believe we have a right to bear arms. It's not me. It's the Constitution. But the slippery slope right now is the blood of so many people that are being killed because we don't have a grasp yet on how to handle it. But if it's just the guns you're talking about, then you're missing the point. And
I was just going to say, I like your point about, you know, or you mentioned people like to bring up all the weaknesses in these proposed laws here that are coming about. But I think that's a good thing, don't you? That we fully discuss what are the weaknesses of the red flag laws,
absolutely,
of the criminal background checks, of the safe storage. What are they, so that we are all aware of those things? I don't think that discussion is a bad thing.
No, and unfortunately, everybody at that rally, every Democrat at that rally, knows what the weaknesses are.
Yes.
But they let it go anyway. If we know what the weaknesses are and we point them out, then we should point out the ways we can make the laws more fair and stronger and realistic. We can't just say, well, that won't work because this will happen and then that'll happen. Okay, then, you know, I had a person when I was in radio sales, a person at one of my radio stations, not WJR, standards and practices. It seemed they had the greatest joy in life when I would bring a new client to them that had to be approved by standards and practices. And she had the greatest thrill, it seemed, saying, nope, this won't work. That commercial won't work. That won't pass standards and practices. Nope, that won't work. No, that's not going to work. Sorry. She seemed to have joy in that. And I once finally went up to her and I said, you know, I get paid and you get paid by selling advertising. It's what keeps radio free and keeps us in our jobs. Why don't you tell us what's wrong with the copy or the client or whatever, and tell us how to fix it so we can get the commercial on the radio and we can all go about doing our jobs and getting paid for doing them?
Solution finders.
It changed her, and it changed her life and the radio station, because she was no longer just gleefully telling us, nope, you can't say that in a commercial. Nope, that won't work. Tell us what we need to do to help this client get business and do well and be an advertiser on our radio station. Kind of an interesting small change that changed everything for everyone. Marie Osborne, always a pleasure. WJR senior news analyst. Lots more coming our way. Mark Hackle. Sad news, Mark Hackle, about the Air Force in Selfridge. Stay with us.